I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
There's literally three of those in existence.
All right, welcome to the RSL show.
And they gave it to me personally.
Welcome to the RSL show. My name's Andy Munoz. To my right is Josh Clark.
That's me. And I was literally doing the same thing. I was like...
Yeah. Exactly. I'm across from you.
Yeah.
We've got Thomas Warren.
Hello, hello.
Is this your third time?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Wow. You're becoming a frequent customer here.
Yeah, I enjoy your company. I enjoy the time I get to spend with
the
two of you.
Well, we enjoy having you on as well.
Yes. Yeah. Josh, talk about, so I got half of that. So somebody offered you $1,000 for that skateboard behind you?
Yeah.
For context, there's a skateboard
Nick is my homeboy skateboard that is signed by Nick.
Someone offered you $1,000 for it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why isn't that just missing? You should have just sold it.
Well, now I don't know if it's missing. You sold it, so.
Yeah. Listen, Josh is a tough bargain, but I need a new camera lens. So if you want it, $2,500, sneak into my DMs, and it's yours. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I wouldn't sell it. I wouldn't do that.
$2,500?
For a skateboard? Yeah, dude. Come on.
That's wild. It's RSL history,
inflation,
bud,
has taken effect.
RSL, yeah. Piece of RSL history.
Dude, yeah, gas is like, what, 370, 380?
Yeah, man, but you know, it's got to stay home.
It's like a month's rent.
Yeah.
I would love, honestly, like, I want to have enough cool RSL things to have a museum one day. To, like, donate it and be like, have a museum of RSL history. I'm well on my way.
I could see Salt Lake City having some sort of,
or even
museum.
Just at the stadium, just like a, yeah. Here's some retro things the RSL used to have.
They kind of have that.
What'd they do?
Well, it's the bar.
I haven't been in there.
Okay, so for you, those of you who don't know, Rio Tinto Stadium has a public bar.
It's next to the Lions Club room, not the Lions Club, but the. Where the trophy is, that room you could go eat in if you're
It's
rich.
Currently the midfield club, formerly known as the Interform Club.
Okay. Hmm.
You can go in there. So
we took a Christmas photo in there once.
We'll find the right people to talk to, but I bet we could donate some great items.
Hey.
And give the fans something to write home about.
Someone needs to donate the gold kit. Dude, are there any CONCACAF gold kits in your warehouse?
Can we not talk about those? Because I was a proud owner of one. And I stupidly sold it, which is why I don't want to sell a skateboard for $300. It probably wasn't even that much.
Yeah. $300 is a good deal.
I don't think I think I even sold it for less.
When did you sell this?
Oh, 4 years ago probably. Because I wanted to get tattooed.
So $300 4 years ago.
I had this thing in my brain where I was like, Josh, you have too much RSL stuff. You should downsize. I sold that one thing that I should not have sold and immediately regretted it and have not sold a thing since.
In recent history, we went through and we tried to pull together every RSL jersey. So, and one, there was one we were specifically looking
for.
The
green one?
The green one that was donated by a fan.
Pretty sure Trey has one. He's just hiding.
So if we actually got together and decided to do something like this, I bet there is a gold kit in somebody's closet that they'd be willing to donate for...
I'd buy it.
Maybe some gift cards or swag or something like that from the team store. We could try to work something out, but I'm not promising anything.
I know someone that has a game-worn Sabo Victory Gold kit from CONCACAF.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they won't sell it to me.
Wow.
There are nutty fans here. I encounter them on almost a daily basis.
Like, I'm one of them.
Have them either in their closet or attic. So
yeah, I'm one of them, but I stupidly sold the kit.
Yeah, I think you guys should start doing like an archive of memorabilia, just in case. At least kits at the very minimum.
Keep one of each.
Yeah, club level.
Well, in the back hallways near the locker
rooms.
Yeah,
they're hanging.
There are kits hanging.
Okay.
For RSL for every year, and then every friendly that we've hosted, we have kits hanging.
Gotcha.
They're usually signed by the opposing team.
Thomas, do you want to tell people who you are? Just so in case those who are like, who's this guy?
Listeners that have fallen off that are coming back.
Yeah.
New listeners coming to the show.
Not many of those out there. Right.
I am Thomas Warren. I am the director of merchandise for Real Salt Lake and the Real Monarchs.
Nice.
And formerly the Utah Royals FC.
Director of merchandise. You guys heard that right. So a lot of the cool ideas, you work with a team, but also if you think of something, you can fruition it into existence.
If it's a good idea.
If it's a Leo the Lion
onesie. Adult sizes, please.
Okay, so... Yes, this is a question that comes up frequently. Not the onesie.
Damn.
We'll talk about the onesie. But what happens is, yes, I am presented with a product from Major League Soccer's licensing department through various vendors like New Era, Adidas, Fanatics, to name a few. And I am responsible for choosing, curating, and ordering the products for sale in the team store. Now, a lot of the products that we carry are designed or picked specifically for our fan base. So those of you who don't know, I am a Utah local. I love Utah. I love Salt Lake City. So when it comes to picking out product, when it comes to picking out designs that we sell in the team store, I really keep our local fan base in mind. So when it comes into questions on what we order for the infants in our fan base.
No, but I'm talking like footy jammies for adults, bud.
Yeah, do you want to hear our idea from the other day? Can we first tell you? Can we interrupt you and tell you our idea? Let's just pitch our idea to you right now.
Yeah, okay. Live reaction.
All right. So do you want to do the Leo the Lion one and then I can explain the other one? Or do you want me to?
Just go. I like your. Okay. Yeah, you're good at this. All right.
So first off, should I name off my alkaloids? Like what I've created? No, I'm kidding.
No, everyone knows.
No. Yeah. All right. So this is our first pitch. So a Leo the Lion onesie for adults. Small, medium, large, XL, 2XL, even a 3XL because you need that size.
Okay.
You throw it on. You wear it like pajamas. But the best part is you zip it over your head and then you're basically Leo the Lion.
Yeah, full kit. Shorts, socks, jersey, boots.
Cleats, yeah.
All of it.
Like just imprinted.
Little eye holes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
I can envision this.
Yeah. Yes. So you're basically like you're the mascot, but you're in a onesie at home watching.
Or at the stadium if you're feeling weird.
Yeah. If it's not a hot day. Number two, all right, you could pick between the two. We could do a Kyle Beckerman onesie. Same thing, full kit. Would it be a home or an away kit? Probably home because of the colors, right? You want to stay with the scheme.
You want pop, you know?
Yeah, you want to pop. But then when you take that and you put it over your head and you zip it, it's a Kyle Beckerman face, I guess.
And dreads.
But it would have dreads. Dreads hanging down on the onesie, dude.
I like the dreads idea. I'm almost thinking though, face cut out so your face can become Kyle Beckerman almost.
Yeah, so you put the head on and then you zip it up to like your chin. And you have dreads on the hood.
So,
you know,
you've got to be a super fan to really understand this reference I'm about to make. But do you remember
the Bellucci hair?
Do you remember the first Real Monarchs Theo mascot?
I do. It was creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Leo's.
That one was bad.
Unfortunate circumstance, brother Theo.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there? There was a Utah Royals one, too.
Cleo
actually looks good. And we've redone Theo. He looks like Malibu Leo. He has a nice tan.
Nice. Yeah, Theo was a poor attempt at mascot.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Just
I think we can definitely do the adult onesie.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know if we can go as far as making a hood for it.
Gotcha.
I'll take a full kit onesie.
But we could do a full kit onesie.
Yes.
Dude, you're kidding.
Yes.
You're joking right now, though, right?
No.
What?
I'm not joking. And actually, you're not the first person to bring this up.
What?
Well, we're going to take credit for
Who else is this creative? Who told you about?
Shout out to Taylor Cameron.
He can have credit.
All right. Taylor Cameron, shout out, dude.
Do you guys, I mean, this is a deep cut, but do you remember I don't know if the team sold it back in the day, but people used to wear the froze for Bellucci. They were all over the place at games.
The only thing I remember, and we actually still had some when I first started in the role that I'm in, is we had these red and blue, like, dreaded out beanie things.
Oh, yeah. You know? Those were weird. They look like jester hats almost.
It'd be something you'd see if you went to Colorado and went skiing.
Yeah.
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 I remember those.
Yeah, those are gross.
So that's the closest thing to that I remember. I don't remember the one you're referring to.
Gotcha.
I mean, this was 2005.
Okay. Yeah.
No, well, not before my time. But 2006, 2007, 2008, that era.
Yeah, yeah, way before my time.
Yeah, we had you on before, dude. You were telling us about, like, the process, creative process, how you get things in the store. And then what was cool is you literally left the door open because you were like, hey, if you guys have cool ideas, just, like, tweet it or DM it to the RSL team store and we'll take it into consideration. And I think Josh had an idea of a kit pin.
Yeah, that happened.
And it happened. And I don't know if Josh could take credit for that, but you guys seem to really take into consideration if there are ideas floating out there, because it sounds like you've got a lot of, you know, creative control, right? Like, it's not, you know, you just mentioned, like, New Era, Adidas, and all these brands. Do they basically just, like, present you stuff and say, this is what you can pick from, and that's it? Or, I mean, could you really just, like, go all out and just literally say, hey, I want something like this, and create something from scratch?
Most everybody that we work with is pretty open to our own concept or our own design.
Yeah.
A lot of what we do, I mean, it's all a game of, you know, factory minimums, you know, different things like that. And as long as we can, you know, comfortably and confidently hit those minimums, meaning that our fan base is going to like it, they're going to show up to games and buy it, we'll do most anything. So, yeah, like Josh's idea for the kit pin was great. Like, it actually went really, really well. And we're in the works of doing the pin for the new kit in 2022.
That's great.
So that's something that we're going to roll into every season as we launch a new kit. We're going to try to have a collectible pin that goes with it. Every year we try to do a scarf that matches.
Yeah.
We even branched off into this year doing matching socks and different things like that. So, you know, Major League Soccer has set it up for us where we have a broad enough catalog of people that we work with now, that we can create a great assortment of product. And then it's just a matter of picking the right design or picking the right logos or colors or things like that and applying it to whatever it is they produce or manufacture.
Sweet.
Yeah,
because you guys have a lot of, like, in-house talent. I know you guys have, obviously, graphic designers that help you create or bring, like, those ideas to life. I know the cool ones that I had seen recently were the scarves. I know there's a Kyle Beckerman.
That Demir scarf is too cool.
And a Demir scarf.
It's too cool.
Right. So, yeah, Beckerman. I can't confidently say where the original design came from, but I had come across the artwork for the Beckerman block. Artwork that they put above Section 5 in the stadium. And last minute, reached out to David Dryden to sort of retool the artwork to create a scarf. And it was something cool that we did, and I guess partnered with Kyle on. We did the same thing with Raimondo and the Wall of the Wasatch scarf, where we made a donation to a charity of their choice.
Nice.
To help celebrate them as players, to help celebrate them as people and what they want to stand for. So David and I sat down and kind of just, moved the pieces around and came up with that idea. And it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. We sold out of it. If you missed your chance to get it, we have 100 more of them that just arrived today. So you can come into the team store or order them online. A lot of those things, those are ideas that, pop into my head, not as necessarily a way to make money or drive sales, but as a way to connect our team with our fan base. If you haven't seen it, go to our website, shop.rsl.com. It's right on the homepage, and you can pre-order the Demir Krylock scarf. We called it King Krylock.
It's one of the coolest scarves I've ever seen come out of RSL, honestly.
So,
it's legit.
You look at Twitter, you look at, what people are responding to, you look at comments that people are making through social media and how they're reacting to particular players or particular moments within the season. And you want to bring that to the forefront.
Yeah, you kind of want to satisfy that craving, basically. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And, I don't want to – I hate using the term capitalize on it.
Mm-hmm. Use it.
But
because we want to be capitalized on with cool things.
But you have to think about it. It's like every dollar that's spent in the team store is money that we invest back into RSL.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to help out.
We're not every dollar that we bring in through ticketing, every dollar that we bring in through sponsorship, every dollar that's spent in the team store is used to strengthen the position of Major League Soccer through licensing fees. It's used to strengthen players. We have to get approval when we use player likenesses through the Players Association. So we sell a Demir scarf. Demir receives a royalty for that. But it's also just made to strengthen the position of the club. Not that it's going to affect the way we rank in the standings, but the more product we put out into the marketplace, the more we highlight Real Salt Lake.
Right. People out in the community see it.
People get stoked.
Might make them interested,
right? They want to, they see the logo, they see the colors, they see the players, that type of thing. It makes the players want to be out in the community more. It makes the players want to connect with the community more. It makes the players feel warm and welcome, especially those players who are coming from overseas, out of the country. That's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to create a haven, a place where Real Salt Lake can be recognized all throughout the community so that, as you're walking around, people recognize what it is and they gravitate towards it. And that's really the main responsibility and role of what it is that, that's what I feel that my responsibility is to create hype behind this brand. It's create hype behind Real Salt Lake and make people proud to wear the marks that, us as members of the club are proud to wear.
Right. Back just to the scarf thing, I would make that Halloween one you guys did like a staple every year. That thing was cool.
Okay. Shout out to our good friend Nick.
Yeah, that was cool. I was a big fan of that.
At the team store. And that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
We had a game the day before Halloween.
Right.
We knew internally as a club we were going to do a cool Halloween costume party, at the event before the game. We called it Plaza. We were going to be handing out candy to kids and doing a costume contest and stuff like that. So I went to – I can either go – I have multiple resources within the club, and I can say, hey, I have this idea. We need a Halloween scarf. These were my words to Nick. Make a Halloween scarf, put the RSL logo in a pumpkin, and make it look like Goosebumps.
And it worked. Yeah.
We sold every scarf.
I hate it because, awesome. As you can see, I don't buy scarves anymore because I have way too many, but I love looking at them.
They're cool.
Yeah, no, so like, I keep doing them because people love scarves. And,
yeah.
And then they're great. They're a great thing.
Yeah, they're cool. My favorite people are the ones that sit down in the ADA section that hang the scarves over the side
of
the concrete.
That is a lot of freaking scarves, bro.
Nothing makes me feel better than seeing
your
shit
work,
like that.
Just like, yeah. If I, you know, one of these days I'm going to come up with a better system to keep my scarves, go through them, and just, then maybe I'll start buying them again.
Just vacuum seal them, dude.
Dude, I just need to get rid of
or just because
most.
You don't, you know, you don't have the space, but dude, I've seen people like
post, no, but I'm just saying personally, I don't buy them anymore because I just don't have space.
What a horrible thing to say to in front
to
of the director.
Well, I'm just letting it because he probably knows that I didn't buy them, and he's looking at me like,
I hear
you're talking about this thing and you didn't buy it, dude.
I hear it all. I hear people say, stop making scarves.
Yeah, you're going to run me out of money.
Scarves.
You're going to run me out of money, right?
When are you going to do something else that's cool? And I actually took that to heart in 2018. Somebody said, stop making scarves. And so you know what I made? A garden gnome.
Yeah,
I gave you guys the garden gnome.
Yes.
Which, and
just so you know,
I love the garden gnomes.
Terrified of gnomes.
They come alive
so
at night.
No, Goosebumps, as a child, scarred me for life. That episode with the gnomes. They scare the hell out of me, so yeah. I didn't buy that either.
So to Andy's point.
A terrible person, Josh.
I know.
To Andy's point, DM us.
Yeah.
Call us out. Call me out. Say, hey, stop doing this, and I'll come up with something that you'll just not think that could ever be possible.
No, but my point with a scarf is like, that is soccer. That is like supporter culture is scarves. So it's a cool thing to always have. I think people just get mad about it because they're like, man, I want to buy it.
Scarves are cool, and they're getting better. You could do the process that they use to make scarves is becoming a lot better. You can do a lot more detailed artwork on them.
Yeah, like the Demir one, it's very detailed.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of different things. Sometimes they turn out great and sometimes not so good. But
Did we give you one of the RSL show scarves last time you were here?
I do have one.
All right. We have one
it's
left.
Hanging
I was going to give
office.
It to you if not.
Yep, it's hanging in the command center.
Very cool.
Thomas, you brought us some cool stuff from the team store, as you always do. Thank you for the boombox. What is it called? I'm sorry.
Bump box.
Yes. I know you donated that to the RSL show. I haven't seen it. It's at Josh's house. He loves it. He's a fan. But we're going to use that. We're going to use that at our pickup games.
Yep.
And do you like it? I mean, I don't know because
I
haven't
seen it.
It
sounds great. I haven't messed with the PA yet, though.
You can hook up a mic to it?
Yeah, too.
Wow, that thing's pretty heavy duty, huh?
Yeah.
We're gonna
get some good use out of it, my friend.
I think you hinted at that the last time, and you didn't really go into full depth on it, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right. So, I mean, we have a lot of cool ideas out there, and the problem that we ran into and we've encountered this season, and we may encounter early part of next season, is supply chain issues.
Uh-oh.
So we knew we were going to make a boombox.
Yeah.
By the brand Bump Box. If you aren't aware of who they are, check them out on social media. They do some really cool stuff. So we were aware we were going to do it, but I didn't want to talk about it too much because I didn't really know when it was going to be here. And, you know, sometimes you can get something hyped up too early and then people forget about it. So,
right.
No, these things are amazing. There is some sticker shock. They're $400, and I think that is making people hesitant to buy it. But look, if you have the money, if you want to get somebody a great gift, if you want something awesome for tailgating, if you want just something cool for your backyard, get this thing.
It's very loud.
It's loud. You can hook up a guitar to it.
Nope.
If you haven't seen the advertisement, we did one with a kid playing the Believe chant on a guitar, actually plugged into the boombox. We're working on some stuff with Iraqalypse right now to help
promote it.
But it's legit. If you love metal, if you love hip-hop, if you love gangster rap.
You can literally, there's knobs. You can adjust the bass, the treble, all of it on there. It's like
comes
a whole soundboard.
Preset EQs. It comes with a wireless Bluetooth microphone. You can karaoke. You can.
That's sick.
Use it as a PA system if you want to do some announcements. You know, it's super cool.
So the intent when you guys thought of, okay, let's partner up with Bump Box, was it kind of like, hey, like this is the ultimate like tailgating experience, like the radio to have?
I just thought it was cool. Yeah. I love music.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
I just thought it was cool.
I love music and I love sound systems and speakers.
Yeah.
Part of my background is in my early retail experience, I worked with Graywell Entertainment.
Very cool.
And I've just been a huge music head my whole life, ever since I was a kid. I'm the youngest of five. So, you know, I grew up with my brother listening to Asia and Europe and all that crap.
Nice.
And
I love the Final Countdown.
You know,
it's okay.
Yeah. Back in the day, and just music was always a big part of my life. And as soon as I found out we could partner with Bump Box and make this thing, I was the first one in line to do it. And that speaks to kind of where we're at with things too, because we're fully independent. You know, we operate independently from, big chains, big licensing chains out there.
Sure.
And
you don't have like a focus group, like, you know, just calling every shot. And
no focus group. And it's like, you know, DM us, give us ideas all you want. But also too, if there's something out there that I think is super cool, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. And the Bump Box does look cool. Like, it's all decked out in RSL colors, and like, no doubt that's going to be something like a few years from now, we'll probably look back on that like, hey, it's, you know, maybe not like the gold kit, but it's going to be like, hey, this is a pretty cool item to have. And there's probably not going to be very many of them, because you're not going to do like a second run, are you?
No, we did less than 100. See? And we gave.
That's cool.
We gave a handful out. Yeah. So you'll start seeing them with. You know, you guys received one.
They had it when I was at training the other day. They were using it at training.
The team
cool.
has one for training. Pablo made it made a specific request that he wanted music during training, so we made sure that our equipment manager got one.
Nice.
So they have one. We gave one to our friend Rockalypse, who DJs before all of the games. He's the guy that you see up in the booth DJing. So he has one that he is... monkeying around with. He's playing with it. He's going to try to record some things and use it as a PA system to DJ with. And
that guy's a real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, he's U92, right?
Yeah. And he's a huge friend of RSL. So
yeah. We need to get
he
on
needed
the
one.
Yeah.
Leo the Lion has one. He's trying to figure out how to fasten one to his trike. yes. So you should see one around game time. But look, if you're even at all remotely interested, just come to the team store and check it out.
Yeah, you got
to
check it out.
It's worth just seeing and hearing. And,
yeah.
You know, my staff plays it at a low volume, but we'll turn that up.
Yeah.
We'll take it out in the stadium and we'll blast some music throughout the whole stadium.
It could be better than the PA system there, right?
Most likely.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. That's like, I think that's like the biggest project that I've seen that came out. I know... We're just like nearing the holidays. Is RSL going to have like any Black Friday deals or any like cool promotions?
Yes. So in years past, we've done our big annual blowout sale kind of halfway through the season. Black Friday is replacing this big blowout sale. So,
oh, no way.
You can expect Black Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the team store at Rio Tinto.
10 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
Extended hours. From 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Black Friday, we are doing a massive blowout sale. Hats, $10.
Cool.
T-shirts, $10.
That's great.
Hoodies, $20. Jackets, $30.
Any deals on kits? Is that a stretch?
Kits were really clean. Like, yeah. We came out of the season really clean on our inventory levels.
Which is surprising, considering no one liked them.
Yeah. I like the new kit. I liked it.
It took me a minute to come around, but I actually love it.
Yeah. The blue shorts and all that. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it surprised me how well it was actually received and purchased throughout the year. This is, I'll tell you guys straight up, this was hands down, I think, the best season we've really ever had.
That's wild.
At least as far as I can go back as far back as reports will tell me. 2013, 2014 might have been a whole different story, but I'm looking back as far as 2015, and this is hands down the best season we've ever had.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, so something was done right on those kits, or is it just like sales in general?
Well, kit sales increased over 100%. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our kit sales were phenomenal. But yeah, like I said, the variety of stuff that we were able to bring in just, I think, blew people's minds.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a mixed bag. People wanted to get out of the house. People were ready to spend money. People were ready to freshen up their look. But myself and my team, we've worked extremely hard over the last two seasons to get it right. And we're really close.
Yeah.
And I can't thank our fan base enough for really supporting what it is that we do. And I'm going to thank you guys by making next year even better. And it's going to start with the 2022 kit.
That's a promise. Look at that, dude. I don't think I've ever had anybody on the show with so much conviction in their eyes when they just say a statement like that. So
yeah, but I mean, you can also tell the vibe at the store is completely different. There was a good chunk of time that I wouldn't even go in there. There was a lady there named Rosie, and Brent was running it for a long, or Brett was running it for a long time. And when they left, dude, it just like tanked. It was awful to go in there.
Oh, the fish.
Yeah.
The fish.
Yeah,
he's still around.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's flexing his muscles all over the country. He's sometimes you'll find him down in Houston, sometimes he's
I see him all over the place.
Yeah, he's all
over. But once him and Rosie left, man, I tell you, like, the whole vibe of that store just was like, it was uninviting, right? You didn't want to spend money there. So.
Well, you were also, you were kind of like a punk kid. Young.
That hasn't changed.
Sticking stickers on the door. Probably coming in drunk, loud.
No,
I mean, let's just
this time.
I appreciate the sentiment,
but I'm just saying
it's not the first time I've
gotten a lot better. I'll go in there and not be like, "Don't talk to me," you know.
Yeah, no, it is cool.
It's not the first time that the statement's been made.
Yeah, Andy, shut up.
And I really appreciate it because
genuine feedback.
We work hard. We're not successful unless we can get people in the store wanting and willing to spend money.
Right.
Like, that's retail. I mean, that's what that's what I'm here for. That's my job, is to get our fans to come in and buy the stuff that we make.
Yeah. Right.
So to hear you say that,
it's good.
It makes me feel very good about what it is that I'm doing.
Yeah, good vibes. Cool vibes. I like it a lot.
Who's your guys' favorite player that comes in to, like, buy stuff? Who's, like, the friendliest, like, best one that comes in? You look forward to when they come in.
We see Everton a lot.
Really?
Yeah. He's
Everton.
He's actually great. I like when Everton comes in the store.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else? Demir's always just the nicest.
Yeah, he's just
the nicest guy.
A sweetheart. Let's just call him a sweetheart.
I mean, really, across the board, we don't really ever have any negative or bad encounters with any of the players
that
come in.
I would hope not.
No.
And they're great because they love to come in. They love to buy jerseys and take them back home and give them to relatives and family. Ramirez was in earlier today and came and ordered a ton of jerseys.
Oh, wow.
And like, we even get a lot of now that we're carrying the Real Monarchs kits, you know, Bonce came in and, you know, before he was going back home, an order for 20, 30 jerseys.
Oh, wow.
To take back home to his family. And we do our best to hook them up and, you know, support them. You know, a lot of them come from, you know, circumstances where these jerseys aren't readily available, you know, where they're from. So it's cool for them to take these back and give them to friends and family and have, you know, somebody in Africa or South America or somebody like that supporting them and doing what they do.
That's cool.
We actually had a really cool encounter with a gentleman who works in our store. He just helps us on game days, but he met Everton because he served a mission in Brazil, and somehow they connected and met each other through social media and all kinds of different things just through that connection of,
it's crazy,
you know.
Oh, I had been there. Like, I know your
been
neighborhood.
There. I guess he was like the guy that works in the store for me was a supporter of Everton's home club.
Oh, wow.
Out in Brazil, and they made a connection that way. So, you know, we don't interact with the team on a regular basis, but we do somewhat make
connections to a lot of the players.
That's cool.
You know, through them just coming in and wanting to take some cool gifts home to their family. But yeah, I would say Everton and Demir. We see Rusnak a lot. We see, we just see a great assortment of players coming through the store. And,
very cool.
And supporting what it is that we do.
I was awkwardly buying a Rubin jersey. Well, and then he walked in as it was getting handed to me. That was so awkward.
Oh, man, that was a great story.
I walked out quickly.
He brought his parents in that first game, that game they were here. When they saw his first
kick or whatever?
When he scored that goal. Holy cow,
that was cool.
What a great family.
Yeah.
His brother calls on a regular basis and orders jerseys, but
that's great.
Yeah, Rubio's great. Like he comes through the store all the time. His family's always in the store ordering jerseys and picking up gear. Like I said, the players are great to us. They come in all the time and interact. Very cool. And in the event that somebody's in the store, they'll stop and take some photos too.
So there you go.
Yeah. Nice. There it is. I mean, you hear, there's, like I said, there's so many cool things, so many cool product. 10 to 10. Josh, are you going to hit up the store on Black Friday?
Well, as soon as I get off work, I'm going to hit it on my way home.
Yeah. Dude,
Why not?
You should just hire Josh at this point. He's your biggest hype man.
If we didn't have to do the podcast and I didn't have to pay attention to the games, I'd probably go work there game day.
Yeah.
I would sell so many jerseys.
Yeah, no. You don't want to work game days.
I probably would, though. Just for like a while.
He would, dude. It'd be like, for some RSL show listeners, it'd be like seeing Mickey Mouse, you know, in Disneyland if Josh was there.
I should just come work one game.
I don't know why you're saying this. You come through the stadium and see what we have to do in order to just get set up. I don't know why you want to put yourself
through
that.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
I guess.
Yeah, Josh, dude, I feel like Josh is always at the team store, literally. Like, for some it's the Hogle Zoo, others it's Josh going to the team store. So right now, like the website shop.rsl.com. What about like realsaltlake.com? Can people go there and find the store, or is it just easier to go to like shop.rsl.com?
Easiest to just go to shop.rsl.com. You can navigate through the RSL website. They have made some changes to it, so navigating to it is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get stuck on like the MLS store.
It will direct you to MLS store. They do have a selection of product, but if you really want the latest, greatest, the newest, the best.
And that home touch, right? Like you guys are packing it and mailing it out.
Oh, yeah. We do it all in-house.
Yeah.
And,
And it's supporting the club. Literally, you're supporting the club. Any cool previews, like anything you can tell us about that you're maybe working on that you can hint towards? I mean, you confirmed a onesie, basically.
Or talk about these cool chairs I'm sitting in.
Yeah.
So, okay. We always have new stuff coming in. We worked on a lot of great stuff at the end of 2020 and through the 2021 season that is arriving later than we expect. So there's always new surprises coming in. The Demir scarf is probably the latest, best thing we've done. If you haven't checked it out, please go check it out. It is amazing. David Dryden blew the doors off on this
one. I'm going to buy one right now. On the air.
Really, after that, I mean, we have a few things coming in from Mitchell and Ness. We have a new hoodie coming out and some new T-shirts that will arrive preseason. Really what the fans have to look forward to is jerseys. I know there was a question that came up on Twitter about the...
You guys had a meeting with Adidas or something?
The status of the jersey. Don't be alarmed. We will have new jerseys next year. They will arrive on time.
Very cool.
Okay.
That'll be a dope.
So,
and it's a cool jersey.
So we do have the new jersey. You have that to look forward to in February. And then as season pass have rolled out, we will be doing the warm-up jerseys again. So Pride, Fourth of July, camo, Childhood Cancer is probably my all-time favorite for next year.
And they're doing a Juneteenth this year as well, right?
And then they've added Juneteenth, which is looking really good as well.
Very cool.
Very different, very cool. So you have those to look forward to. In addition to that, just, again, tons of new cool creative stuff. We're talking to some people about making adult onesies. We are expanding our infant and children's clothing selection.
I like how you group that onesie. Anytime you mention onesie, you start to talk about children's clothing.
Yes.
I mean,
is that a shot or
no? So I mean, again, it's just tons of cool stuff. We are working with a new brand, so you should see denim jackets.
Oh, buddy.
Military jackets.
Like bomber jackets? Or like camo jackets? I guess you already have a bomber jacket.
Like the utility green camo, think Allen Alda MASH.
Yeah, the four pockets on the front.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we're working on some of that.
Dude, if you guys sold like some patches, okay, some RSL patches.
So, yeah, you could totally use one of those jackets for like...
We also
so you know
like
how
patches.
You guys did the jersey patches this year? Not the, like, couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, those. Yeah.
Yeah, but do something like that, but RSL-related per year. I think that'd be really cool. And people could usually, or, oh, my God, I can't speak. Mushmouth. People could literally, like, use these new jackets as their patch collection, as, like, their fandom billboard.
We've played with the idea of patches before. We started the concept pre-2020, and then everything just kind of fell apart with COVID shutdowns and everything like that. So
patches would be cool.
We're looking for great ideas and patches. Like if you guys have some good ideas, if the fan base has great ideas, if support groups have great ideas, we are happy to support that.
Just go look at anything the No Pity Van does up in Portland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good place for ideas.
I mean, the good and bad thing about new creative ideas is we really have to count on the fan base to
buy,
step up.
Yeah.
Like if you want stuff, if you want custom, if you want a good idea produced, I'm going to leave it up to you guys to make sure fans come and buy it.
Sure.
Cause if I make it and I commit to that, I expect it to sell. And if it doesn't sell, it's a bad idea and we're never going to do it again.
Right.
And Thomas will come to your doorstep, Josh, with a baseball bat.
He'll come to you with the onesies.
No, I'll just come and drop all that crap off on your front porch, and okay. You have to deal with it.
We got to go door-to-door selling them like a fundraiser.
Will you guys buy some patches, please?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the hard part, right?
Sure. Like, you never know what's going to hit.
It's,
right?
it's a gamble. It's a risk. Yeah. I've made bad purchases. If I didn't, we wouldn't have big blowout Black Friday sales.
Dang.
When the onesies show up, we got to go buy one, and we got to play one of our pickup games in the onesies.
Sure.
But.
Yeah, buddy.
Is the onesie really happening? And
I'm projecting into the universe.
Hang on, though. Let's just back up. You're doing the onesie because this was an idea that you had prior to us mentioning one, right?
We're looking into the onesie.
If it doesn't hit, it's Taylor Cameron's fault. For Cameron.
Now, if the onesie comes back and they're like, you need to order 800 of them, and
then it's our idea.
And they're $120, then the onesie's not going to happen.
Well, sure. Yeah.
No, rephrase
that.
But
if they come back and they say, hey, order less than 150 and you can retail them for $60, then we'll do a grown-ass onesie.
Yeah.
I love it.
So just so we're all clear, if it's a flop, Taylor Cameron's fault. If it's a huge success, Josh and I can take credit for it.
Taylor Cameron gets every single one of them, and he has to wear it every day to work.
Yes.
Until every single one of them wears out.
I love it so much, man.
Taylor, I know you listen to this show, so
you can come
talk to me.
Quick question, though. The onesie that you guys are ordering, is it going to be like a full kit onesie type thing, or is it like a Theo the Lion type thing?
We have not gotten to artwork, so it can be anything you want.
It's got to be the full kit.
It's got to be. And make sure the jersey's tucked into the shorts.
Winger style.
Please. And I think, I guess, like, I don't know if you'd put, like, a player name on the back or what. No. So, I mean, it's got to have, like, at least a number or something. At the minimum. Or, like, even if it just said Real Salt Lake, maybe the year that it was established or something. Who knows?
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Ridiculous. See, and this is the cool stuff that we get to do is the onesie exists, right?
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah. I can order it. It's my job to figure out what to put on it.
Yeah.
So this is the cool part of my job. And then I get to work with guys like you to make it ridiculous.
Dude, I can't believe that, man. If that thing releases, I'll buy it. And I will wear it.
It's going to say,
oh, we'll wear it to pick
Munoz 69.
Yeah, I'll wear it.
There we go.
If you make that, let's just say this. If you make one, it's a real thing. It sounds like it's going to happen. And you give us some, I will wear one to a match. Like next year or something. On the sideline when I'm recording.
We got oh, while you're working?
Oh, my God.
No, I can't.
I would love that.
I can't
no,
do that.
No, I want
that now.
I was going to take it even further and say you have to wear it to every game for every sport and every team for an entire month.
You got to wear it to all the high school
during
games.
During the month of October. So you have to hit
like jazz,
high school football, Jazz, Utes,
BYU. We'll figure something out. Cool, man. Was there anything that we missed that you'd like to shout out, talk about? The last 5 minutes are yours, man.
No, again, thank you, RSL fans, RSL Nation. You guys have really made my job a lot of fun. I wouldn't even call it a job. It's a passion project of mine. I love doing what I do because I get to walk around the Riot every single home game with a smile on my face watching you guys enjoy what it is that I do for a living. So thank you all, and keep supporting us. I promise you 2022 is just going to be better than it was this year. Black Friday is going to be my thank you to you. Come and get a ton of great stuff at Next to Nothing. For those of you coming to the Riot for the watch party on Tuesday night, we will be doing Black Friday early.
Oh, dang.
6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Come Black Friday early before the watch party.
Wow. Okay. That's awesome, dude.
So if you're not going to the beer bar, or you want an early jump on Black Friday and you want to come support the team, come see me at the team store.
All right. Sweet.
Very cool. That's a good way to make sure you get your size in these hoodies and jackets because you never know.
Once Friday opens up again, I think it's going to go extremely well and things are going to go fast.
Yeah. So if there's an item you've been thinking about, I would go early on Tuesday and snag that before it's gone Friday.
Before all the resellers get there, for sure. Cool. All right.
So thank you all. I really appreciate what a great time we had in 2021. It was the best season yet. And again, thank you all.
And thank you as well. But also you brought us some gifts that we can give away.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So if you haven't seen it, we did these really cool retro folding chairs.
They are retro.
They're so cozy. I love these chairs.
It's awesome.
You know, if you need a visual, go to shop.rsl.com.
These are actually really nice, dude.
We'll tweet pictures of them as well.
You'll see it on the Twitter.
Yep. RSL show.
Shop.rsl.com. You can go buy them. They're $65, which is pretty average for this type of chair. But go check them out. I gave you guys two of these to do a contest and give some away to our fan base.
Perfect.
Any requests as to how they win these chairs? Do you want them to do anything stupid?
We should do
got to do something stupid. I'll let you guys come up with the idea. They're yours to give away. I also gave you each one to enjoy in your own home.
Perfect.
But beautiful. I'm going to sit in it while I listen to the bump box.
Yeah, no, these are great, man. Honestly, what I like is like you're not cutting any corners, dude. Like this is a nice chair.
This is one you would see at like Dick's or Sports Authority.
Yeah. And we're not just saying that. I mean, it is nice. So
it's no Walmart chair.
Definitely not.
But yeah, perfect. You can throw it in the back of your car, back of your truck, use it at home.
That's sick.
I use it in my living room.
Love it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I love that.
My wife's sick of it. So.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for listening to the RSL Show, guys. Follow us on all the socials at RSL Show. This episode is brought to you by One Wire Fiber. They are the best in Utah, national as well. Listen, if you have a business, check it out, onewire.co. They can help you with all your business communication. Voice over IP, they make it super easy, super simple. Works with all of your favorite CRMs. Also, remember, the RSL Show is on KSL Sports, so we are legit as hell. Thomas, thank you so much, dude, for coming. We will have you back soon, and we will see you on Black Friday.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
See you later.
Los detalles son algo muy lindo que se logra con poco dinero. Vale más un regalo.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading Doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes!
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.